From Veterans Auditorium in Des Moines, Iowa, it's the Iowa Cornets versus the Houston Angels.
Cornet fever swept Iowa in the late 70s. The first team franchise in the new Women's Professional Basketball League was bankrolled by businessman George Nissen, who was an All-American gymnast at the University of Iowa.
For the Iowa Cornets, number 30, 5'9", from Grandview College in Moravia, Iowa, Molly Boland.
The high-scoring women's game was a perfect fit for Boland, who earned the nickname Machine Gun Molly. Boland was the first woman to turn pro. Her contract paid $6,000, and she broke the league's scoring record three times. This highlight from the Iowa Women's Archives.
This could be the record breaker. It is! The blonde bomber, Molly Boland, a new league record, 54 points here this afternoon.
It was a man's world, really, to enter the world of professional sports.
They're on their feet cheering here at Vets Auditorium for Molly Boland.
Today, Molly Boland Kasmer is a California realtor and also operates an after-school program.
People weren't expecting women to do what we were doing. I mean, we were the first, so we were pioneers. And we did have a lot of obstacles to overcome, and no one had ever done it. And we were trying to define what being a professional was all about.
Even before the first tip-off in 1978, there was a movie deal.
From Iowa across the USA, we're the girls who brought the game some fun.
The Cornets owner invested $1.2 million in a basketball comedy as a way to promote the women's game.
This is movie premiere invitations premiered in Cedar Rapids January 26th at the Iowa Theater.
Rich Cummins of Mitchellville has the most complete collection of Cornette's memorabilia, including team documents passed down from the late general manager Rod Lynn and an autographed basketball used in the movie. Filmed in Des Moines and Cedar Rapids, Dribble was about the Vixens, a struggling women's team featuring the Cornets and NBA superstar Pete Maravich.
It was a box office flop, unfortunately, and George Nissen took a big hit on his fortune. You got to put the movie in perspective. It's kind of like a little worse than the Bad News Bears, but yet, I don't know, a little better than Slapshot, I feel.
V-I-X-E-N, we're Vixens, and we know how to use our ball.
Like the Vixens, the Cornets were on a shoestring budget as they barnstormed across Iowa. Attendance averaged 3,000 to 5,000, according to their assistant coach, Bruce Mason.
I think we showed that women can play basketball because the quality of the play was excellent. And I think people saw that, and it just wasn't the right time financially or didn't have that recognition then that it does now.
After two seasons, the owner had lost enough. Gate receipts couldn't cover costs, and there was no white knight on the Cornets bench. Even Molly Boland's sexy pinup poster couldn't save the team. Play was suspended, and the fledgling WBL folded the next year. Today's WNBA is a reincarnation, and the original trailblazer, Molly Boland, says it's a shame that Iowa got left out.
Well, I think the hardest part for me was just to watch it when it first started, because when the WNBA was launched, they went big. You know, they were televised and they were showing sold out arenas and everything like that. And I think it's very painful for those of us who went through the struggling stages of visualizing this, not to be a part of it.
More than three decades after the Cornets' last game, Molly's scoring title holds 55 points in a single game. And collector Rich Cummins is shopping around for a public place to showcase his Cornets Museum. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.